Welcome back, true crime enthusiast. You are listening to Murder Maidens, a podcast dedicated to murder and crimes committed by women. Your hosts are
Monica,
Robin,
and Sandy.
Alrighty. So, I'm about to drop a knowledge bomb on you. Are you ready? Get your brains ready. Did you know that 11.4% of all serial killers since the 1900s have been females?
Because we're fucking crazy.
I think it should be 100.4% are females. I know, that doesn't make any room for men, but...
So is that serial or just...
That's serial killers. That's not just crime or murders in general. I mean, since the, I think since the 80s, we're at like 7%, but in total over the last like 120 years, it's been 11.4%.
So basically before the 80s, there's a lot of crazy bitches.
A little bit more. Yeah. What happened in the 80s? All the Aquanet. Messed our brains up a little, I think. Slowed us down. Alrighty. So, today, we will be discussing the Peterborough Ditch Murders that took place in Cambridgeshire, England, and the woman behind these murders. Okay, so I want to apologize in advance if I butcher any of these names, because words is hard.
Truth.
So, everyone fasten your seatbelts, because this is going to be a wild ride from beginning to end. So, the perpetrator of these crimes is one Joanna Christine Dennehy. I think that's her name. Hopefully, I said it right. All right. So, a little backstory on Joanna. She was born in August of 1982. She's around our age. Near St. Albans, Hertfordshire. She grew up with her mother, Kathleen, her father, Kevin, and her sister, Maria. So, by all accounts, she had, like, a normal upbringing. She did really good in school. She was a well-behaved child. Nobody really complained about anything. You know, but then she became a teenager.
Well, all those hormones, you know, stuff happens.
And so, she started hanging out with some pretty shady characters.
Of course.
And then she started drinking and drugging.
And drugging.
Okay. So, then, when she was 16 years old... She left home with a fella named John Trainer, I want to say his name is, who was 5 years her senior. And then they had two kids together. So Joanna had the type of personality that, like, only focused on herself. And she was pretty selfish. Sound familiar? ultimately, she went down the wrong path and became an alcoholic and a drug addict. She got in and out of trouble, you know, for petty crimes, burglary, theft, you know, nothing too crazy, but she did eventually land herself in jail. So by this point, John, her baby daddy, he took the two kids and he bounced. He ain't got time for that.
He was out.
Yeah, he didn't want no part of that. So, now we're gonna fast forward to, now all this stuff happened around, like, 2012.
So it was very recent.
Yeah. And I don't think that her sentence, obviously, because it was just for, like, theft and burglary, was very long. Because in 2013, Joanna met a man by the name Kevin Lee. Now, Lee was a 48-year-old property developer and landlord. Now, Lee let her live in one of his properties. Like, he liked to help people who were, you know, maybe down on their luck. And so he let her move in. All right. Now, Lee was a married man and had children. But we all know how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
So these two began a sexual relationship.
Of course.
And then she also shared living space with a 56-year-old man named John Chapman and a 31-year-old man named Lucas Slabozewski, something like that. Now, Lucas, he also liked to partake in the party scene. So that's how they became pretty close. So now this was early 2013 when she moved in with them. Now in March of 2013, on the 19th to be exact, she stabbed and killed Luca.
Wow.
Okay. And then on the 29th, she stabbed and killed both John Chapman and Kevin Lee.
Okay.
She just went crazy. And then Joanna lured the men to their deaths using sex, obviously. Lucas thought that they were boyfriend and girlfriend, which was not true. Lee. I mean, they were already having a sexual relationship. Not exactly sure what was up with her and Chapman, but that's what wound up happening. Now, on March 30th, Kevin Lee was found in a Newborough ditch, wearing a black sequins dress and posed in a sexual position.
So he was in a dress?
Yeah, in a dress, and he was posed in a sexual position. Now, the sexual position he was posed in, I'm not exactly 100% sure. They really didn't go into that much detail about it. I thought I read somewhere it had something to do with his butt cheeks, but I don't know.
Not always has to do with the butt.
So, I mean, I can't be quoted on that. And then on the 3rd, John and Lucas's bodies were found in a ditch near Thorny. You know, so be why they call this the Peterborough Ditch Murders. All three were found in ditches. But she wasn't finished yet. She decided that she was going to try to finish her murder spree by stabbing 2 men, both at random, who were walking their dogs. Aww. But the 2 men survived the ordeal.
Oh,
so that's good.
But the dogs were okay, right?
Yeah, the dogs were fine. Okay. The dogs weren't attacked. No dogs were harmed in the making of this podcast. they're okay, luckily. So then, obviously, she gets caught, like most killers do. And then when she was caught, you know, in interviews, Joanna stated that she killed men for like entertainment purposes. But she had no wish to hurt females or women who had children, which is kind of weird because she had children herself and she wasn't really a present figure in their life because she decided to, you know, get out and, you know, drugs and alcohol and jail, obviously. So she told, you know, the press and everything that she wanted to kill 9 men, actually. And in a way to replicate the Bonnie and Clyde murders when they killed the 9 police officers in the 30s. I think it's the 30s.
So back to we're really bad at time.
Yeah. You know, so clearly, you know, Joanna, this girl, she a real peach, you know, upstanding citizen. So then, in November of 2013, she pled guilty to 3 charges of murder and 2 charges of attempted murder. Obviously, she didn't want to go through a trial, and she's like, I did it. What's the point? Everyone knows I did it. So then, in February 2014, she was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. So now, fun fact. Life in prison without the possibility of parole has only ever been given to 2 other women in the UK. Myra Hindley and Rosemary West. And now, listeners, if you aren't familiar with either of these 2 heinous women, keep listening to our podcast because they're sure to come up in the future.
At some point.
Myra Hindley is, like, just even her face is, like, horrific.
Yeah.
And so are her crimes, obviously, but...
Well, because she did hers on children, so that was...
Yeah, she does it with her partner.
Yeah. And I don't know if you know who Rosemary West is. She was another, you know, woman who committed crimes with a partner, I think with her husband. And surprisingly, most women killers actually prefer to act alone. Whereas, like, men will get a partner. Women don't do that. Like, we don't need no man, we don't need no partner, we got this.
Just leave me alone.
Yeah.
Let me do my
business. Give me my knife and my bottle of wine.
Yep. Okay, so, she goes to jail. Now, this isn't the end of Joanna's story. Now, so our brilliant mastermind over here, she decides to detail her escape plans in a diary. Now, her plan was to cut off the finger of one of the guards to bypass the security biometrics. She's watching too many, you know, spy movies. Yes.
Is this Mission Impossible?
Exactly. So, like, well, long story short, the diary gets found, and she gets to get sentenced to 2 years in solitary confinement. So, after she comes back out of solitary confinement, this is probably... Where were we? We were 2014, so maybe like 2016 or so. She falls in love with a fellow inmate named Haley, who apparently has a thing for murderers. So these 2 lovebirds make a suicide pact that results in Joanna slitting her own throat and Haley slitting her wrists. Now, they're both found in their cells. They both survive after being taken to the hospital.
What a shame.
Now, these girls actually wanted to be together, and they, like, petitioned the courts to, like, be able to be married. So, like, they were technically, like, fiancé and, or whatever. I don't know what women...
Fiancés.
Fiancés, I guess.
So, were they in the same cell? Is that how they...
No, they were just in the same prison.
Just the same population.
Yeah. Okay. So, so then Joanna, she decides she's going to try to kill herself again. Well, she survived again.
That's the luck.
Then she's transferred to Low Newton Prison, another maximum security prison. So not long after being there, she threatens to kill Rosemary West. Name sound familiar? We just talked about her. So Rosemary West, gets transferred to another prison because bitches be crazy. So they wound up transferring her, and everyone's scared of Joanna at this point. She's a little bit off her rocker. She's threatening to kill people. She's really intimidating. She has no self-control whatsoever. So then, this is the update that I got from, you know, now, from 2020. So as of June of this year, Joanna has a new boo named Emma, who is also a murderess. And then according to a UK publication, The Sun, the two cook for each other and have pillows with each other's names on it. So I don't know if that's like relationship goals in prison or...
I mean...
I have your pillow. We're married.
Yeah. I mean, I would really enjoy somebody cooking for me.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I would wifey that up too.
So, I mean, we'll see what happens. Maybe they'll get married.
Yeah, I don't know if I want some chichi and some toilet wine.
At your wedding, you don't want that? Some Twinkie cake? Yeah. Like, come on. No? Oh, okay. So, basically, that's the story of Joanna Christine Dennehy and the woman behind the Peterborough ditch murders.
Wow. That's
interesting. So, can I just go back to her original killings?
Yes, of course.
She did all three.
Just three victims, yeah.
Within a week of each other?
One was the 19th, and the other two were the 29th.
Okay. And so they didn't find it suspicious that, like, one of their roommates were missing?
I'm not 100% sure. The one guy that, the first guy that she killed, he was a younger guy. He was only, like, 31. And he also did drugs. So he probably didn't have, like, the most, like, reputable reputation. Like,
for being around. So if he went missing, like, it wasn't a huge deal.
Yeah, he was probably out partying.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't think really anybody paid too much attention to it. I mean, they're all kind of living in this property, which I feel like they probably all had some sort of backstory that allowed, like, this guy, Kevin Lee, to let them live there. Because, like I said, he liked to help people who were down on their luck. So, I mean, that's how they all got together.
Now, do we know if the first guy that they found, was he like a cross-dresser, or what's with the dress that they found him in?
Yeah.
Well, from what I was reading, they were saying that she turned into a sexual game and was like, I want you to wear a dress for me, baby, type of thing. And so he put it on, and then she killed him. Like, she killed all of the guys by, like, stabbing. I think it was like a knife, one was like a razor blade.
But she caught them off guard because she was using sex.
Exactly, they weren't expecting it.
They're in that.
They're expecting something else.
Yeah,
they're in that fog, that sex fog.
Men only have enough blood in their system to run one brain at a time.
Yeah. One head.
I mean, she kind of crazy. Like, they're saying, like, from what I was reading, that she is considered, like, the most dangerous woman in the UK. Because she just, like, she's psychotic. She's, like, a sociopath. She's, like, antisocial behavior. And so she, like, has, I guess, like, no control. Like, she just has no self-control whatsoever.
She had no remorse, no conscience, no nothing. She's just, like, I don't care. I'm just going to go after this person.
She said that she got a taste for blood when she killed Lucas. And that she wanted to have her fun. And so that's why she killed the rest of them.
I mean, I guess that's kind of, like, why all serial killers, like, it's just, it's an excitement, like, you know. once you do it for the first time.
I mean, it's the rush.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't get that.
I don't get that rush either, but.
I'm sure there's something that gives us rushes like that.
Yeah, everyone has something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, we all something that makes us
tick.
Some people
are just really crazy and they like killing people. Other people like Twinkies. You never
know. I'm more of a crumpet girl.
Me too.
We're from Philly. We're tasty cakes.
Butterscotch.
Yes.
Do you like the ones with the cream
in
it?
No, I was just going to say not cream-filled.
No. I don't like the cream-filled either. No. I think they're gross.
No, you got to do the butterscotch and you got to rub it on your shirt first.
Yes! You got to loosen the icing from the packet.
Yeah, so it doesn't stick to the packet.
Exactly.
Yeah. Everyone always looks at me. I'm like rubbing it on my face. Like, that's the ice.
You got to warm it up.
I really think that's like a Philly thing, though.
Like, because as much as like Amanda grew up in Philly, like she doesn't do it. And like, I'm like, wait, like you have, like,
when I used to get them shipped down to Texas, I'd like, oh, I brought you some tasty cakes. Like, rubbing them on my boobs. They're like, what are you doing?
All right. So, should we open up our envelope for today?
Sure. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. All right. Let's see.
All right. So, I think we should kind of do it to rotate a little bit because Andy's going to get the best prize. Or the best weapon every episode. So we're going to let Robin go first this time. So,
all right. Ooh, let's see. So your target is your boss.
Oh, gosh. Please don't listen to this.
He has been harassing you for months and has gone too far. He has invited you over for drinks and dinner. This may be your only chance to execute your target. Weapons. You are in his bathroom, and the following items are available to you. Scissors.
Mm-hmm.
A drain snake.
A drain snake?
You know, like the things that you...
Oh, I thought you said a train snake. I was like, we can train snakes? Oh, okay.
A drain snake, you know, to clear clogs out. Or a used condom in the garbage can.
You're so first.
Robin,
that's tough.
You're up first.
So I'm going to go down the road of Joanna Denny. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use sex to get murder done, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to pick the used condom.
Okay.
Because, wait, whose condom is it? His, I assume?
It just says used condom in the garbage can, so I would assume
you're in his bathroom.
Okay, so him and somebody else. Okay, so I'm going to put some gloves on because, you know, you always got to keep your murder gloves with you. Okay. And I am going to proposition him for a fun time. And then I am going to maybe blindfold him, you know, maybe handcuff him to the bed. I'm just assuming he has these kind of things because apparently he likes to harass women. And then I'm going to shove that used condom down his throat and make him choke on it. But I'm like, I'm wearing gloves. My body didn't touch his body. So they're going to think that this was like some kind of weird sex game gone wrong. And the DNA on the condom, whether male, female, whatever, that's going to be where they're going to start looking.
That's going to be probably...
Not me.
His.
But shouldn't there be somebody else?
There's DNA outside from
the other female. The female. Yeah. So then they're going to go look at her. She's going to look like prime suspect number one, not me. Okay. And I'm going to tell all my coworkers, he invited me to dinner. I wasn't going to dinner to South. He already harassed me. Like, make up a whole story. I'm not very good at this. I'm not a killer. I'm a lover. Not a killer.
I'm a singer and a dancer, not a mathematician.
So you would be next.
All right. I guess let's go with the drain snake. I guess you can use it to choke him. Obviously.
I'm not like 100% familiar.
They're flexible.
They're flexible because they actually coil.
Oh, okay. That's what I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if it like they were flexible or if it was just like one long piece.
No, they are flexible.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Totally choke them.
So. Yeah, I would choke him. how I would do it. Like,
this one's hard.
Yeah, like,
because obviously, like, scissors, you just stab them. That's, yeah, like, boo. But everything else is kind of different.
Yeah, I would probably just, like, come up behind them, like, choke them, but.
Ninja.
Again, I don't think I'm getting away with murder.
Oh, I would totes not get away with murder. I would have so bad anxiety. I'd be like, the police would be like, where were you that night? And I'd be like, sweating.
There's a puddle of sweat next to the body.
So I actually think I could get away with murder for this. Because you guys left me the obvious, the scissors. So what I would do is, obviously, he is harassing me. He wants to...
Is she going to play the self-defense card?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, totally. He's going to want to try. So I'm going to put the scissors up my sleeve. And I'm going to go in that kitchen. I'm going to have a glass of wine with him. I'm going to, you know, rub a shoulder or two with him. And we're going to cook dinner, you know, flirt and stuff like that. I'm going to let him get super close to the front of me, and then I'm just going to pull out the scissors and stab him in the neck and let him bleed out. And then I'm going to be like, you know, he was trying to rape me, you know? I would...
Sandy thinks way too much about this stuff. I feel sorry for Jim. Jim, watch your back.
I know.
I mean, he was coming on me. I didn't want it. I kept trying to say no. And, sorry.
I
was off the test.
I want to hear the sound effects of her murder episode.
But yeah, that's how I went with the obvious route, because you guys left me no other choice with the obvious route. But I think I could.
Well, since Sandy's like a murder expert. 101 expert, how are you going to do the other two? Let's just hear your drain.
It's hard because now I have to think. I think I like your choking idea, but I don't know if I would do it in the same way that you did. I don't know. Because I feel like that's the only way you can go with a used condom.
Well, actually, wasn't there, like, videos on, like, YouTube and stuff about, like, people put condoms over their heads and some weird stuff?
So you're going to suffocate them with a used condom?
Yeah, for sure.
But a drain steak, you could...
I mean, I think you could only use that as...
How strong are drain steaks?
I mean, they're plastic ones.
Could we hang him with it?
No, not that strong.
I don't know. Like, if you get, like, a legitimate, like, I'm assuming it's just a
regular
household.
Like, you're something you're ordering off Amazon, you know? Like a plastic one.
I mean, you could, like, tie him down and stick it up his pooper and snake his intestines.
Try to pop something down there.
Face Robin.
I'm like anti bunghole over here, so I don't know what you girls would be doing in your
time. I mean, in my real life, I am anti bunghole, but in the
lies,
fictitious world that we live in this true crime podcast,
your bro bunghole.
I will do whatever it takes to get away with murder.
All right, cornhole, yo.
Listen, this is what I tell my husband. I tell him that I'm not scared to get caught killing him for murder. Because, let me talk about prison. I get 3 meals a day. I got a place to sleep. A place to shower. I got a job that's, like, stupid. Like, let's put library books on the shelves. And I don't got my kids. I get yard time. Like, recess. Like, that sounds like a vacation.
And no bills to pay.
Exactly. That's like vacation. Free healthcare? Sign me up.
I am way too picky of an eater to go to jail.
Oh, you are.
I would not last, like, so much weight. I would starve to death, probably, because I could not eat the food that they give in jail. I'm way too
much. Well, just work in the kitchen, and then you can make sweet stuff.
You have all the ramen you need.
Do you know my cooking? Like, I can barely cook for me and my husband, let alone...
She knows how to make tacos.
Yeah, I'm very good at tacos.
and stuff I can throw in the crock pot and not touch for 4 hours.
Sort of taco-esque meals. Something that resembles a taco, or at least tastes somewhat like a taco.
I hear their bread's moldy. Like, I'm just, my stomach's just turning.
She got like a source on the street.
Yep. That's how you make toilet wine. Literally, you get a bag and you put some moldy bread in there and some water, tie it up, stick it in the back of the toilet and let it sit for a while, and then you got toilet wine.
I think I would be like earning some chips being sober, because I would not be drinking that kind of wine.
Why not? I guess it's some of the wine you've drank.
Like the wine we're drinking right now.
Yeah, it's not great. Oh gosh, there's something floating in my drink.
Oh, lovely.
So I actually, one of my coworkers, I was talking to her about last week's game, and she gave me a good idea on Sandy's situation with the sex doll. So her suggestion is to actually choke him with the dick and put him in a 69 position.
I was like, how did I think like he was
69ing the sex doll and choked on it. I was like, that's a really good way.
I mean, these are all great tips.
Like,
for,
this is good
for the future.
Yeah, like, but I'm just, it's a doll. Like, it's not that heavy. Okay, why can't you just be like, get off me, doll?
Maybe he's drunk. Maybe he's drunk and he fell.
That's true. Because that was my thing. I was gonna sleep deprive him.
Yeah.
So he kind of just like fell asleep, choked.
I'm sure at one point in time we've all fallen asleep.
On doll dick?
On real dick.
I'm just curious. What you we were gonna go.
I was gonna say, and then I was like, wait, I forgot my husband. Like, listen to this. I'm gonna say
pre-husband
life.
He ain't listening to this.
he just listens to their podcast.
I listened to the first 10 minutes and then I turned it off.
What, they talk about games and stuff and beer, right? That sounds like a snooze fest.
Drink a beer, play a game.
Don't plug them. Don't kill them anymore. Anymore.
Wait, I love how she's like, wait, what is... See, this is why I'm not allowed. Like, I don't know any of this lingo. Plug him.
Oh, you don't know... Like, that's common. Like, you're plugging them.
I'm
like,
old as hell. I don't know.
You're like a year and a half older than me.
I don't know any of this language these youngins use these days.
Meanwhile, I'm older than you.
So?
I just like to say 18 months.
I have an old soul.
I think you're 18 months, and then me and her only are exactly almost 2 years apart.
Oh, yeah.
Our mom was very busy for a few years.
For a few years.
I mean, just close together, popping out the kids.
I feel you.
So. All right. Anything else to add?
Nope. We will be back next week with another interesting case.
And it'll be your turn.
I cannot wait.
Do you have any ideas?
I do. I keep bouncing between two, but I'm leaning towards this one. And everybody knows her. But to me, she is one sick bitch. And I don't like her. So I'm going to put her on blast.
Right. Until next time.
Keep it real. We need to come up with a cool, like,
we did.
End phrase. Yeah. Like, I see people like peace, love, and chicken grease or whatever.
I love peace and chicken grease.
I did that wrong. So we have to think.
I have to think of a cool way to end this. Instead of just being like, see ya.
Bye, bitches.
Bye.
Bye.